It is a family service, so we're going to try and be briefer here. Younger kids, we don't mind your noise. I'll speak up, and everybody else can train their voices to listen. We are, over the next few weeks, looking at the good news of great joy for all peoples. So this morning, the good news. I wonder, has anybody got any good news they've heard recently they'd like to tell us about? We all like to hear good news. Anybody heard of some good news? Steve, any good news on the football front? Oh no, you're a City supporter, aren't you? Sorry. Anybody got any good news? No? Oh, you glum lot. Steve? Stu, sorry. The sun's shining. That's good news, isn't it? You've heard that I'm leaving. Thanks, Pat. I am now. Well, my son doesn't know what I'm doing, and neither do I most of the time. Nobody else got any good news? Julia? 91 years old. That's good news, isn't it? I hope you've all got some good news that you've heard of, something that you're rejoicing in. But obviously, we know that the greatest news that we're going to really think about this morning, the most amazing news, the most brilliant news, is all about the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to share four parts of this morning. First of all, the good news is that Jesus is God. Can you say that after me? Good news, Jesus is God. After me, you do need to listen carefully. Okay, I say it first and you say it after me. Good news, Jesus is God. Is that good news? It is. You see, some people will tell you Jesus was just a good man or he was a prophet. But no, Jesus is God. Lydia read for us, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Jesus was there in the very beginning. He was with God and he is God. If he was not God, he could not help us. If he was just another man, then faith in Jesus is pointless because he's just like you and me. But he's God. He's perfect. He's holy. He's all-powerful. In fact, John there tells us that everything was made through him. Everything that we see, this beautiful world was made through Jesus. He is God. But the second wonderful thing is this. Good news. God came into the world. Say it. You see, Jesus didn't just stay as God up there in heaven. The amazing, fantastic, brilliant, astounding news is that God, get your head around that, God came into this little planet. God became a little tiny embryo in a woman's womb. God became a child. God came here. He came into this sinful, war-torn, fighting, hateful, broken world. He came. Right, I'm going to ask for a volunteer. Right on cue. How about Ellie or Keris? Would you come and help? Ellie or Keris? No? Preston, would you like to come and help me? No? Oh. Right, you've been up already. Go down. Matthew? Oh, come on. Grace? No, okay, come on then, Jay. Oh, Tallulah, would you like to come and help? Okay, come on, Jay. I'm glad we got one confident young man. Right, Joseph. If there was a line of ladies, of women, do you think you would be able to spot and recognize your own mum. Now, okay, if we had a long line of ladies, would you be able to point out which one was your mum? You don't know what your mum looks like? Are you sure? Let's give it a test. Right. Nick, Rachel, Marlene, Christine, and Clara. Can you come out the front? We're going to have a little police lineup. Okay. Stand against the wall. We won't shoot you. Right. Joseph, come here. All right, you're going to have to tell us which one is your mum, okay? But there's a problem. Right, mix yourselves up, ladies. Mix yourselves up, because he knows where his mummy was standing.
I do.
There we go. Right, now, can you tell us, point to us where your mum is?
There.
Now, she's in front of you. I'll give you a clue. Which one is your mum? Is she first, second, third, fourth, or fifth? Shh. Does it help if I do that?
Yeah.
Which one's your mum?
The fifth.
The fifth one. Point to her then.
There.
Come on, don't be silly.
There.
Right. Okay. Now here's another question, okay? If you like, you can choose somebody else to be your mum. Okay? Which one of these ladies would you like to be your mum? Which one?
None?
You don't want this one to be your mum?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
So you'd like that?
Yeah.
This one, okay. I'm glad about that, right. He does love us, love, really. Thank you, ladies. Now, folks, adults, children, this is the thing, you see. God made every one of us. He made you. The Bible tells us that he put us together in our mother's wombs, and he knows about all of our life. He knows us amazingly. He loves us amazingly. We're all his children in a sense. He's made us all. But what John wrote there in his gospel that Lydia wrote to us, he said, Jesus came into the world, but his own did not recognize him. God stepped onto the planet that he had made to love the people that he had made, but people didn't recognize him. And he went around and he taught as God. He taught like nobody else. Only God could teach like he taught. He did things that only God can do. He healed people. He brought people back from the dead. He did miracles pointing to the fact that he was God. But people couldn't see. In a sense, they were blind. And we're like it today, we're blind. They didn't recognize him, they couldn't see who he was, and they didn't receive him. They didn't say, Jesus, come to me. Jesus, I want to belong to you. But he came. The wonderful thing is that God is good at removing the blindfold so that we can see who God is. And so if you're a believer in Jesus today, it's not because you're good enough. It's because God has been gracious and he's taken away that blindfold so that you could see who Jesus Christ really is. So that you could receive him. So, good news. God came into the world. Thirdly, good news, we can become children of God. Say it. You see, he came into the world, but we didn't recognize him or receive him. But John says, to those who received him, to those who called upon his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Who'd like to be maybe the child of a famous person? To be the child of a really wealthy person, to live in a big house and to have all the toys and all the gifts and all the holidays you've ever wanted. Maybe to be the child of a powerful person. Maybe it's a child of the Prime Minister of England or the Queen of England. And no? At times it might be painful to be that, but it would be quite nice, wouldn't it, to go on the royal yacht and go off in helicopters and go to foreign countries and, you know, to be on the in the papers. But here's the greatest thing of all, the greatest good news. We can be a child of God. You can belong to God. That is good news, isn't it? You might love your parents. They might have been great parents. But you can be a child of God. And the final good news this morning is that grace comes through Jesus. Good news. Grace comes through Jesus. Say it.
Good news. Grace comes through Jesus.
You see, you might say, okay, you tell me I can be a child of God, but how? How can I be a child of God? Why would God want me to be his child? I've done all of these things wrong. God is holy and almighty and all-powerful. Why should he be interested in somebody like me? I've done this. I've said that. I've been horrible. But you see, John said the law came through Moses. Moses came and taught the law, the Ten Commandments. And we look at those Ten Commandments, we say, well, I've disobeyed that one, I've disobeyed that one, I've not respected my parents, I've told lies, I haven't loved God. And the law tells us that we're not worthy, that God cannot love us because we're sinners. But the good news is the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus. Jesus came not to condemn the world and to say, you're sinners, you've broken the law. He came to say, yes, you're sinners, but I love sinners. And I'm going to die on the cross in place of sinners. And I'm going to give you grace. That means I'm going to give you what you don't deserve. I'm going to love you. I'm going to invite you to come to me and be my child. It's good news that Jesus is God. It's good news that he came into the world. It's good news that we can be his child. And it's good news that we can do all of that because grace comes through Jesus. We're going to sing a song that's based exactly on these words from John. And the verses really unpack this wonderful truth that we've been thinking about this morning. Let's sing it with joy. Let's sing it with thanks because of the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ.